A rich Christian regularly prayed that God would give needy people what they needed. However, he himself rarely opened his wallet. One day, his young son said to him, "Dad, I wish I had your money." His father asked, in surprise, "What, why? What would you do with it?" "I would use it to answer your prayers." God is a giving God. How could it be otherwise than that we, as his children, become more like him in this respect? The Lord Jesus once told a parable in which a rich man piled up money and then suddenly died. God asked him the humbling question. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?" Luke 12:20. All the money that the man had accumulated was now irretrievable in his bank account. We should ask ourselves, when the Lord returns for the rapture, how much money will remain in the accounts of the believers, in their garages or houses, and burn up eventually? Money that could have been used for the spread of the kingdom of God, for the conversion of unbelievers, or for the edification of believers. How will we explain this to our Lord at the judgment seat?